This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Let me share what else worked for me. I needed to understand my spouse's unique needs, wants, and fantasies. I stress those fantasies. Why? Because they are so important in the relationship. And I needed to learn to share mine. A lot of women don't want to express their fantasies. They don't want to, you know, talk about it. A lot of us feel shy talking about our fantasies with our spouse. We feel vulnerable. I needed to learn to share mine with my spouse. I learned that intimacy was such an important feature in the relationship, that it's an important part of the relationship, and that women make love emotionally and men make love physically. That was something else that I didn't know beforehand, that we talk and it's like we're making love. We feel we're ready to do anything for our spouse if we feel we are heard and valued. Whereas for men, it's like there's no connection. You can fight with him in the morning and he wants to make love to you soon afterwards. There's no connection. Talk about sex regularly. His likes and dislikes and yours as well. Observe his response to you. How he reacts to you when you're making love. What does he respond to? What does he enjoy? And be ready to do things and learn to be original. Learn to be different. Learn to be original. Learn to be unique. It may take you reading literature on these things, but do things that make you unique. Don't make intimacy a formality. That is so important. Don't make it a routine. Don't make it boring. Don't let culture or tradition get in the way of intimacy. A lot of men who have had affairs, unfortunately, will tell you that they did it because they wanted spice. They don't let tradition come in. And then look hot at home for your spouse. Just before I got married, my dad told me a story which I loved, and I still use it all the time. Sincerely, I do. Even my kid, funny enough, my kids noticed this. My dad told me of my mom's friend in Egypt. They were together, and one day when they spent the whole day together, then my mom noticed that her friend Nazik was getting made up and, you know, putting perfume on and looking fresh. And she said, "Nazik, are you going home? Are you going out?" She said, "No, my husband's coming home." And the day before I got married, my dad gave me that advice, that I should look good for my husband even at home, when he's coming home and when he's at home. And I know my kids observe when I'm putting on makeup and so on, and, you know, or cleaning myself up, and they say, "Mama, are you going out?" And I said, "No, Baba is coming home." Or, "I just want to look good for your dad." And I'm trying to also teach them at the same time. Sometimes they see their dad combing his hair, washing his face and looking fresh, and they will ask him, "Is he going somewhere?" He says, "No, just looking good for your mom." So try and make sure you look good for your spouse. We are guilty of looking good for people outside. Make sure you look good for your spouse. And then stay fresh. Keep your hair clean. Sometimes we'll spend 2 weeks, 3 weeks without washing our hair. Try and make sure you keep yourself very clean. Remember, we talked about this during the other talk yesterday. Let's make sure we keep our personal hygiene, you know, of the utmost of importance, especially by using deodorants and antiperspirants. And then remember that we have natural pheromones. Don't put perfumes that are so strong that your own natural body odor, the good one, not the smelly, sweaty one, the good one, is overshadowed and your spouse isn't able to enjoy that natural smell. And then be unpredictable, you know. Don't just say, "I'm going to wait till nighttime, to be intimate with my spouse." Surprise your spouse. Sometimes invite him home from work and, you know, be adventurous. Try something crazy and different, you know, quickies and so on. Don't be boring. Don't be in a routine and so on. Try different places and just save it for the bed. So learn to please your spouse. Don't allow him to fantasize about something that has not been forbidden for us. For some of you who may already have found educational tools, especially if you're getting books that will teach you these things, use them to learn. As long as they're for education, this is how you will learn to grow. And if your spouse is adventurous, you can learn together and grow together and find out what pleases the other. Learn about sexting during the day. Keep yourself at the top of his mind by sending you know, sexually suggestive text messages. But be very smart and learn to delete it, and remind him to delete it as well, because sometimes phones get stolen. But use it to create that anticipation of what's to come at the end of the day and excitement. Especially for me, what I love to do is drive him crazy when he's traveled long distance, because it makes him so eager to come back to me. And then make him feel like a king. Make him feel like a king, and I promise you, he will make you the queen of the house. I'm content with what I have because he's the man I married, and I married him for the sake of love. And for that reason, I also know that I am not perfect, and I have to continue to work on myself. And as long as we're committed to this marriage and we're committed to the institution of marriage, then inshallah it will work.